Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I'm talking about you actually knowing your happiness and anxiety triggers and how knowing them can improve your life. If you've listened to the show here and there, you are probably aware of what a lot of anxiety triggers are. You may also be well aware of what your anxiety triggers are. But then there are people who may not know, so I want to be sure to cover everything today. And I want to start with the negative side because I want to end the show with the positive happiness triggers, leaving you up. Right? So anxiety triggers can vary from person to person, and you're going to have your own laundry list of anxiety triggers, and you are probably going to have some crossover with some people you know or some triggers I've talked about here on the show, and then some things you're not going to be familiar with, and that's wonderful. You don't need to have all of them, and you may not have any that I'm going to talk about. You may have your own very unique things that trigger your stress or trigger your anxiety or trigger your panic. But let's talk about some common triggers. The first one is social situations. This can include things like public speaking, meeting new people, attending parties, having to speak at an office meeting or event. And it may not be as big as public speaking, but even just having to give your two cents or your opinion at a meeting can cause people to feel nervous. That's not unusual at all. So if that's you, don't feel like you're alone. The second one is performance pressure. And this could be to perform well in school or at work, or to meet the expectations that are set by your work or your boss or your family, your school, to be getting particular grades to keep a certain level. And this can be expectations that you set yourself to perform, and you have set a pressure on yourself. The third area is health concerns. Now, this is super common. You could have fears of illness. You could have fears of medical procedures. You could have white coat syndrome, which is you just showing up in the doctor's office and you're nervous and you have been triggered, which will make some of the things the doctor is looking at to see if you're okay, such as your blood pressure, it may cause that to rise. It may also cause you to have a higher reading on your blood glucose because stress itself can cause your blood sugar to rise. So health concerns, fear of illness, medical procedures, or the possibility of having a medical condition. This is a major area of triggers for many people. The next one are financial stresses, worries about money, debt, and financial stability, which is very much on the rise. I am hearing more about financial stress these days. The fifth one is relationship issues. You could be having triggers around conflict or uncertainty in romantic relationships, family dynamics, or friendships. It can be enough to send the heart palpitating, the palms sweating, or just the mind racing with the what ifs, We all have a different way that we feel our anxiety triggered. The seventh area I have listed here are environmental factors. Loud noises, bright lights, crowds can be overwhelming for so many people, and it can be triggering your stress and anxiety. So don't count that out. This is super common. The eighth one I have listed is life changes. Major life events can be an anxiety trigger. It is so stressful to be doing things such as moving, changing jobs, or the loss of a loved one or a pet can trigger anxiety. These are very stressful life changes. It's important to remember that everyone's anxiety triggers can be different, and it's important to identify your own triggers so that you can manage your anxiety. Don't be afraid to pinpoint these. Maybe make a list of them in your journal so that you can remind yourself you're not crazy. There isn't something dreadfully wrong with you. These are just areas that you are highly sensitive to and are easily triggered into stress and anxiety. I have found the beauty of today's sponsor, OneSkin, to be first off, how easily these products work together and fit into any skincare routine, including mine. Next, the medical-grade ingredients in the OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer, and right away you're going to feel your skin softer and more hydrated. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm excited to share with you OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging. OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I'm excited to share today's sponsor, Prolon Life. If you have ever considered water fasting for the incredible health benefits, you are going to love Prolon 5-Day. Thousands of doctors now recommend Prolon to support healthy blood sugar and cardiovascular health. Prolon Life is a plant-based nutrition program. It nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. This induces autophagy or autophagy, the body's internal cellular repair and recycling pathway, which has been linked to improved health and reduced disease. Its scientific formulations provide precise macro and micronutrient ratios that provide the maximum amount of nutrients the body will allow before triggering its nutrient sensing pathways, otherwise promoting growth and accelerating aging. Right now, Prolon is offering the Anxiety Coaches podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/ACP. That's prolonlife.com/ACP for this special offer. Prolon L Nutra. That's prolonlife.com/ACP. It's important to also know what makes us happy in life. What are some triggers that bring us happiness, peace, calm, joy, gratitude? Knowing our happiness triggers is important because it can help us to create and maintain positive emotional states in our life, and we are doing this on purpose. We can do this. It's like an antidote to the anxiety triggers. By identifying things such as people, places, things, and activities that make us happy, we can begin to make a conscious effort to incorporate more of these things into our lives on a daily routine, or avoid or minimize the things that bring us down or cause us stress. So that's why it's good to know both sides. We want to add more of the happiness triggers and try to find ways to tamp down the anxiety triggers by getting better at doing the social situations or the performance pressure or identifying our health concerns, right? And adding in more of these happiness triggers, because we can't be in both at the same time, right? So let's fill ourselves up as much as we can with the goodness. This is not pretending, but this is just adding more to our life of the things we love. In addition to knowing our happiness triggers, this can help us to understand ourselves and our emotional needs. This helps us to know ourselves better. This self-awareness can help us make better decisions and take more proactive steps toward improving our overall well-being. We actually feel better when we are acting proactively versus having to get out of a rut. Am I correct there? Can you feel the difference? Trying to get out of a bad mood, or if we are acting proactively, going toward what we love, it just feels better. Furthermore, identifying our happiness triggers can help us to communicate our needs to others, such as our friends or family or work partners or our romantic partners. By sharing what makes us happy, we begin to strengthen our relationships and create more meaningful connections with those around us. This can really ease some of those social situations that we may have been feeling anxiously triggered in. When we are able to find what makes us happy and be with those who make us happy and communicate our needs to them, we get good at that, and it helps us in the more stressful situations. Knowing our happiness triggers can help us lead a more fulfilling and satisfying life, and it gives us a greater sense of purpose and joy. So let's talk about what could be some happiness triggers. These can vary, of course, just like our negative, stressful, anxiety triggers. These happiness triggers are going to vary from person to person, but some common happiness triggers include social connections, spending time with loved ones, having meaningful conversations, or engaging in other activities with people that uplift you. Physical activity, exercise, sports, any physical activity that gets your blood flowing and can release those endorphins and improve your mood. And if you like this particular activity more than another one, do the one you like. Make sure you get that one in there, not just the thing you think you have to do. Achievements. It feels good to accomplish goals and reaching milestones or receiving recognition for the great efforts that we've put out in life. It feels satisfying and brings us happiness. Also, music. Listening to music that you love, singing, playing a musical instrument can be a real mood booster. Spending time in nature, such as going for a hike or a walk in a park, can reduce stress and improve your mood. And of course, it wouldn't be complete if I didn't mention gratitude. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life, practicing gratitude, or expressing appreciation toward others can increase your feelings of happiness. And you'll begin to see where your happiness triggers are. Creativity. Engaging in creative activities such as painting or writing or cooking, making music, can all be a source of joy and fulfillment. And relaxation, of course, we have to take time to relax, to unwind. And we do this on purpose to engage in self-care activities such as taking a bath, getting a massage, practicing mindfulness. These can all reduce stress and promote happiness. How about some of life's super simple pleasures, like a hot cup of your favorite decaf or herbal tea? Moving your body in any way, shape, or form. Just stretching. Enjoying a sunny day. Lighting your favorite candle. Enjoying crisp, clean sheets. Or maybe warm, soft flannel sheets, however you love them. Make that a point to have them. Your favorite meal, a hug, your favorite music or song playing in the background, or giving or receiving an act of kindness. It's important to remember that happiness triggers can be unique to each individual. We each like different things, so it's important to identify your own triggers and prioritize activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. How often do we plug along through life, just doing what has to be done and being on the lookout for our anxiety triggers? We have forgotten to add in the things that bring us happiness and joy. And the more we add those in, the less we have to be on the lookout for the anxiety ones. We tend to get more of what we focus on. We get more of what we focus on because our thoughts and actions influence our perceptions and our behaviors. When we focus on something, we're more likely to notice it and interpret events in a way that confirms our beliefs and our expectations. As an example, if we focus on negative events or outcomes, we may interpret neutral or positive events as negative or reinforce negative beliefs about ourselves and the world around us. This can lead to a negative feedback loop where we focus on negative things, leading to more negative experiences. On the other hand, if we focus on positive outcomes or opportunities, like really pump these up, we're more likely to notice them and take actions that reinforce positive beliefs and behaviors. This can create a positive feedback loop where we focus on positive things, leading to more positive experience. It's not magic. It's just how our mind works, where we are putting our perceptions and behaviors. This is all influenced by our actions. Our thoughts and behaviors can influence how we interact with others and in turn how they respond to us. If we focus on positive interactions and treat people with kindness and respect, we are more likely to receive positive responses from them, which can reinforce our positive behaviors and beliefs. Our focus and attention have a powerful influence on our perceptions, behaviors, and the outcomes. So it's important to focus on positive thoughts and behaviors to create a more positive and fulfilling life. This is why it's so important to know your happiness triggers, because these are the ones you want to reinforce. These are the ones you want to pay attention to. Believe me, we can't be doing both positive happiness feelings and anxiety stress feelings at the same time. So when you have the opportunity, pay attention to your happiness triggers. I hope this show was helpful for you, and I hope that if you know somebody who could benefit by listening to what we're talking about here at ACP, that you will share the show with them. It's the way the show grows and keeps going. And now for today's quote. You are the sum total of everything you've ever seen, heard, eaten, smelled, been told, forgot. It's all there. Everything influences each of us. And because of that, I try to make sure that my experiences are positive. And that's from Maya Angelou. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.
I'd like to invite you to our exclusive group coaching membership. It's an opportunity to join a community of like-minded individuals that are committed to achieving their personal goal of living with more peace and calm. Our membership program offers you the chance to connect with a group of individuals who are dedicated to clearing their chronic stress, anxiety, and panic while living with joy. You'll have the opportunity to participate in live group coaching sessions with me. By becoming a member, you also gain access to exclusive resources and materials designed to support your healing, well-being, and growth. These include skill sheets, access to all the Anxiety Coaches Podcast episodes ad-free, and perhaps the most significant benefit of our membership program is the support and accountability that comes from being part of a group of like-minded individuals who are all striving towards similar goals. You'll be able to share your experiences and insights with coaches and group members, receive feedback and advice, and build relationships with people who share your desire to live with freedom from anxiety, worry, and negative thoughts. Start overcoming anxiety today and make it last a lifetime. Sign up for our group coaching membership today and take the first step toward unlocking your full potential for more peace and calm. Go to acpgroupcoaching.com. I'd love to see you in the group. acpgroupcoaching.com. The link is in the show notes.